This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I know, I said I'd come to the end of my fascination with Dolly Parton, but apparently I have not. One of the things that fascinates me about Dolly Parton is that I think she's so underestimated. Of course, she's a superstar and celebrated, but I think that people don't appreciate how thoughtful, strategic, and far-sighted she has been during her decades-long career and in all of her accomplishments. Among other things, I so admire her absolute clarity in her sense of herself and what she wants, and her supreme command of herself in her public presentation. From what I've observed, she's very skillful at turning interviews the way she wants and maintaining a certain playful image in the public eye. I wish that over the years, interviewers had asked her more thoughtful questions and pressed her to speak more revealingly about her ideas and aspirations. For instance, I was very struck by one fleeting moment in an interview she did with Barbara Walters way back in 1977 when Dolly Parton was just 31 on the Barbara Walters Special TV show. Dolly Parton is looking as she always does, with a big blonde wig, a bright turquoise outfit, a big turquoise rose in her hair, lots of makeup. Barbara Walters literally asks her if she gives her measurements. And here's part of the conversation where Dolly Parton is describing her attitude towards show business.
I know exactly what I'm doing, and I can change it at any time. Or I make more jokes about myself than anybody. Because I enjoy, I know, like I say, I am sure of myself as a person. I'm sure of my talent. And to me, and I'm sure of my love and for life and that sort of thing. I'm very content. I like the kind of person that I am. So I can afford to piddle around and do diddle around with makeups and clothes and stuff because I am secure with myself.
When you talk to me, and we've talked a little bit today, do you feel that we're very different?
Not so much because I feel we came from different places, different backgrounds.
Sure did.
But I really can relate to you in many ways, probably more than you might relate to me. But
no, I felt the same thing. I mean, I think that if people took the two of us together, we are very different women, and yet I relate to you very easily.
Instead of just agreeing with Dolly Parton in kind of a condescending way, I wish Barbara Walters had asked, and why, Dolly Parton, do you think you do relate to me more than I relate to you? I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that Dolly Parton did relate to Barbara Walters more than Barbara Walters could relate to Dolly Parton. And I think it speaks to Dolly Parton's genius. And I suspect that Dolly Parton's answer would have given us a great insight into her perspective. The lesson is familiar. We shouldn't take people at face value. We shouldn't underestimate people just because they look and talk in a way that's different from us. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.